Okay, and thank you, Bob. Welcome to all who have joined us for Cameco's second quarter conference call. Cameco is once again reporting solid financial performance. Besides another quarter of strong revenue, cash flow from operations was also robust. So far, cash flow from the first 6 months of 2009 is up more than 20% compared with 2008. Considering what has gone on elsewhere in the metals and energy sectors, the fact that our business units continue to generate cash at such consistently healthy levels is notable. Cameco's revenues and ultimately our earnings hold up over time because of our long-term uranium contract sales strategy. So far this year, we are reporting strong volumes and revenues from uranium sales, while production volumes are on track to meet our targets for the year. Favorable exchange rates in the first half of the year have helped offset the effects of an active market that has caused volatility in the uranium spot price. Another factor at play in the second quarter is improved results from our investment in Bruce Power, with higher realized prices for electricity during the April through June period. These results were achieved despite a drop in Ontario electricity demand as a consequence of economic weakness, particularly in manufacturing. The longer-term future of the Ontario power market is an emerging story. Much has been made in recent weeks of Bruce Power's decision to withdraw its applications to consider new reactors at two sites in Ontario. In light of current and expected conditions in the Ontario electrical market, we support Bruce Power's decision to focus on potentially refurbishing the existing units at the Bruce site. We see the possibility of refurbishing these units as positive if it can add another 20 or more years of reactor life at reasonable cost. This will ensure nuclear remains a strong component of Canada's total electrical generation. Looking elsewhere at the state of the industry, in the United States, there are clear factors at work that favor new nuclear plants for several utilities, especially those serving the Southeast, where more momentum towards new nuclear construction is greatest. Cameco remains confident that 48 reactors will be constructed in the U.S. during the next decade. This new capacity will build on what is already the largest nuclear power capacity of any country in the world. We've also always said that the prospects for a nuclear renaissance have to be seen in a global context as countries in Asia gear up to meet the surging electrical demand of their growing economies. Indications out of China are that they are committed to their program and are likely to increase the number of reactors being considered. So far this year, the China watchers in our industry, including us, have raised the unofficial count to 13 of the number of reactors that are under construction. As early as May, this number had been pegged at 11. There is no reason to doubt that a country with the intellectual base, educated workforce, population, and energy appetite of China can do what the West did during the first nuclear building program. In addition to China, we expect India, Korea, and Japan to build more reactors while making deals with mining companies to secure reliable uranium supply. As well, four other countries, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, and Turkey, appear determined to become first-time operators of nuclear power plants. All this activity means that global uranium supply will need to increase over the next decade. Be assured, Cameco is taking the steps necessary to remain among the world's top suppliers. Here at Cameco, we believe we have made considerable progress in ensuring consistent and growing production from our operations in Saskatchewan, Kazakhstan, and the United States. As we reported today, our methodical approach to secure consistent production continues at McArthur River. At the same time, our confidence in our ability to remediate Cigar Lake grows. This is demonstrated by our progress in recent weeks in beginning to seal last summer's inflow area. This is another step toward dewatering the mine. We expect the remediation work that will allow us to get to the dewatering stage will be completed by the end of the year. Also, on the operational front in June, we had a successful startup of our UF6 facility in Port Hope. This startup was ahead of our original schedule by a few weeks. A second supplier is now delivering hydrofluoric acid to the facility. And late in July, we received an update regarding progress on the laser enrichment test loop designed to validate the technology employed by Global Laser Enrichment. This is a venture in which Cameco has a 24% stake. Laser enrichment holds the promise of offering customers a competitive source of diverse and secure enrichment to fuel today's customers and their expanding fleet of nuclear plants. Thus far, the results coming out of the test loop are encouraging, and GLE expects to have sufficient data by the end of the year to be in a position to make a decision on whether to proceed to full-scale commercial facility. As we contemplate the economic landscape this August, we are reminded that it was August of last year when the rumblings of a global credit crisis were felt and all companies were told credit facilities might be frozen. As you know, Cameco charted a cautious course so we could weather the trying months that followed. Ultimately, renewed confidence was shown in us by our financial partners and the equity markets. Today, we can report on the next step we intend to take to further solidify our financial flexibility. Our intention is to file a shelf prospectus, and that will allow us to take out more substantial long-term debt if we so desire. Cameco watchers may see this filing as a sign that we have identified a specific acquisition target. Let me merely restate that Cameco intends to maintain the financial flexibility to take advantage of opportunities when they might emerge. But as we have stated consistently, Cameco is not going to overpay for an acquisition. Indeed, there is no need to do so. Cameco has more than one way to achieve future growth, production growth. Our exploration and acquisitions over the past decade or so have given us a number of substantial organic growth targets that over the next decade could double our production to 40 million pounds annually. Acquisitions must compete against these existing portfolio assets, and we know that the number of potential targets for acquisition are few. With those thoughts of the future in mind, we will now take your questions. Operator?